morning, Tiffany Machining.
Good morning. Is Bob in?
Yes, he is. He's on the other line. May I take a message, or would you like to hold?
Yeah, I'll hold. Thank you.
Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
What was the company? I'm sorry?
Cardiff. C-A-R. Yeah, D-I-F-F.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. A little busy today. Yeah, I was trying to, you know, touch base with you about some offers we sent out to the business. You know, looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with U.S. Bank, you know, back in 2010. So we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as working capital up to about $250K. Well, so I just wanted to... Huh?
I just said, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't
know.
Yeah.
I don't have you know, working capital I'm okay with, thank goodness. Just purchase a machine and use the financing from the
vendor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... we're set up for some time.
Okay, yeah, no problem. What type of machine did you just add on?
It's a 5-axis machining center. It's a hot machining.
A 5-axis, yeah, CNC machine. That's oh yeah, that's great. So that's those around like 200,000, aren't they? Something around there.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah, big machine. That's good. And so was this like a replacement, or are you just expanding over there?
That was an addition. Yeah.
That was an addition. Well, great.
More technology. That's the plan.
Yeah, try and update everything. And now with that 5-axis, is that like it doesn't? An employee doesn't have to stand by and watch it, or is it? It kind of removes an employee, doesn't it, as well?
No, it doesn't. It's not that automated. What it does is it eliminates multiple operations.
You know, oh, okay.
Setting it up 5 different times, you only set it up once.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it may run a little longer, but still has to be loaded and unloaded by a human.
Yeah, exactly. One day they'll figure that out, right? And then, so yeah, that's great you guys added that on. And, I mean, is there a bank you normally, do you use U.S. Bank Corp, you know, to add on your equipment? Or
No, I haven't used those guys for quite some time.
Okay,
just... It all depends on usually, I like to go see what the vendors, you know, the machining finance people have, and they usually have some pretty decent deals.
Oh, yeah.
So this time we went with them also. So I used to go, you know, years ago, I had my own, our own little bank here in town, and just a handshake, and you got a machine, you know, 100% financing, and it was all cool back then, and nowadays, regulations, all the problems that... It had gone on and all that. It's just this major, back to the major financing crap that you got to deal with. So
yeah,
a lot of people out there pushing, but
I know it's crazy now. Like all those, yeah, after the, you know, recession we had like 2008, everything, you know, the government came down hard on those banks, and then, you know, these other companies, you know, had to come out and try and help business owners. Like you said, it used to be easy. Just you know, handshake and you can go get a machine. Now it's like you got to do all this paperwork, you know, there's regulations, like you said, and yeah, it's a little tougher, definitely, with you guys' busy work schedule, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what we do. We do equipment financing, you know, working capital as well. And yeah, I know you said on the capital side you're good. Do you use lines of credit, you know, to buy materials for these jobs? No.
No. I have one that I keep. Mm-hmm. And again, fortunately, I haven't had a need for it.
No, that's good. So it's just more an emergency, you know, use?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the limit on that line over there?
$150,000.
No, 150. Okay. So you haven't used any of that?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, basically you can free up, you know, 10-15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. To give you, you know, an example, what were sales like last year for you?
Sure. What's that?
Yeah, what were sales like last year for you?
About $4.5 million.
Oh, okay. No, it sounds like it's a great year for you. Are you guys projected to go above that this year?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, okay. And yeah, based off that, I mean, a quick quote, we can get you around, you know, $450,000. And this would be, you know, unsecured cash that you can use however you see fit for the business. Is there, like, you know, any things in the wish list you guys are looking to, you know?
No. Like I said, we're set. We're set for now. You want to send me some information, you can email it to me at bob@gpmachining.com.
At gpmachining.com. Okay.
To your reference.
Yeah, I'll shoot you some info you can put in a file, you know, and, you know, reach out if you have something come up. I'll send that in about 15 minutes. And, yeah, I was just curious because I know most, you know, machine shops, you guys have, like, customers pay, you know, a net 30, you know, up to a 90.
Not really anymore. Yeah, rarely 30, mostly 60.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Like, even this one guy I was talking to, he worked with, like, Kraft, and he was saying that they're now enforcing, like, a 90 is a minimum. Like, you have to, either you take the job or they're going to go.
Yeah, the bigger customers who have the most money are pushing you out the farthest. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's always 110 days, right?
yeah. I don't do that.
Okay.
I've been fortunate I don't have those kinds of customers.
Yeah.
60 so far is the limit.
That's good then. Yeah, 60. And with your, you know, your vendors for materials, you got they're about a 30. Is that pretty typical?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because sometimes like they had the vendors, you know, paying a 30, you know, foreseeable, and then they also had, you know, the customers pay out at 90. That's just crazy, you know. So
it doesn't work.
Not at all.
A lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they use this, you know, working capital for. It's a way to, you know, bridge those gaps and keep the company bringing on, you know, more work. So, yeah, definitely an option to you. I'll go ahead and send that email, and I'll, you know, when's a good time to check back in with you, Bob?
You know what? I don't know. Next quarter. Again, we're doing pretty good.
Okay. All right. No, that's great. Yeah, well, thanks for your time. I'll circle back with you next quarter and see how things are going over there for you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.